Today was almost an episode. We got here 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, we don't need any time to
always
prep.
Always got to love those episodes. Looks like my microphone's still on drugs. So, my name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor today is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape is everything you need in tractors, mowers, attachments, you name it. They have it up there in stock. Go by and see them. They also have Honda generators and steel products. So just about everything you need. If you're a homeowner, landscaper, they got it all. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com. Or you can call them.
What?
Yeah, they have a telephone.
Using the phone like old people?
Yep.
Like the olden days?
Yep. You don't have to text. You can actually phone. And their number is 226-9226.
Do you have to like them on Facebook? Seems like that's the directions for everything.
Yeah, like them on Facebook. Or tweet them.
Yeah.
I don't know what all that means, but.
Yeah, silly.
Yeah, silly.
All right. So.
What do we got going today?
Got a little race going on this morning. Today is October 11th, just for perspective, October 11th, 2020. So we're creeping up on the biggest election in our lifetimes, which is what we seem to say every 4 years. But every year we say, no, really, really,
no, really, this is
this
it. This really is
so
the biggest.
So again, no, really, this is it. We have a couple of things. We have the same guys on both. So we have Dr. Shizong Chen, and we also have Eureka Young on. And so those two guys are going to help us over the next 2 hours do two related but sort of different topics. You've been hearing a lot about, and I'm going to pull her name up because I'm going to get it wrong, Dr. Li Meng Yan. I believe it's Yan. Y-A-N, anyway. It seems easy enough, but my Chinese is pretty weak. So I could be getting that incorrect. They'll help me with that. So we've been seeing her as a whistleblower regarding the virus, whatever you want to call it, the Wuhan virus, the CCP virus, the COVID-19 virus, the virus.
The China virus.
That has, messed up our whole world. She came out and had a tremendous amount of information published, and she talked about it openly on, Tucker Carlson and a few other places, and I know it was on the web as well. And so I thought, that had some people ask, well, hey, what about that lady? Do you think she's for real? Is all that information accurate? And same thing I tell everybody, we were talking about that in like February.
Yeah, long time ago.
And so because my memory obviously needs some kind of whatever vitamins you take for that, it was interesting because it turns out Dr. Chen had she used his research in some of her papers. So who better to have on to talk about whether or not her information was accurate? And then kind of the second hour, we were going to delve into the aspect of the Chinese Communist Party and how our country is sort of playing with fire as we talk about having a little bit of socialized medicine, a little bit of, one-party rule, a little bit of...
Well, I just read last week, too, that they're... very instrumental in a lot of this unrest we're having now. They're financing a lot of that. Yeah, it's funny. We never heard that in the mainstream.
We're hearing a lot more about spies and different things. But, I mean, this is really how you run a society. And that's what these guys are really qualified to talk about. How would it be if you were spied on every minute of every day? I know Americans think that's happening now, but trust me, we got a long way to go. And same, too, with silencing everyone's speech. You can't say it because it's hate speech, or you've got white privilege. Eureka brought up a great point on email. We'll talk about that too. How do you get out of that? I mean, last time I checked, when you were being downgraded because of something you couldn't control, like the color of your skin, that was called racism, and we were supposed to be not doing that. So, all those things are kind of open.
Or your religion now in this country.
Yeah, your religion
it's very difficult to have a religion and not be ridiculed.
And that's very, very much like what the Chinese Communist Party does.
Yep.
So,
yep.
First hour, Dr. Chen asked me to call it Exposing the Deep Science of COVID-19. And he has been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. He was born in China in 1962, and at age 15, he entered the gifted program. And he came to the U.S. in 1982 to study. He has his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego. He currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. So obviously he's qualified to discuss the science that we'll be just listening to. And if you are looking to find this information again, you want to find some of the backup on this information about our guests, that kind of thing, you can go to wethepeopleradio.us. And if you click on the tab marked China, all those shows are gathered there for you, or you can just scroll through the archives and find a bunch of other topics. But that's where you'll find this one. So, guys, thanks for coming on. And I'm assuming we're starting with Dr. Chen. Or maybe I have to pretend I'm a microbiologist.
Dr. Chen, are you in there?
Travis? Can you push the other button?
I think he's there. I think he's there. There you go. Good afternoon. How are we?
Good.
Thanks for coming on.
A technical issue?
Yeah, we had just a little moment of fear there, but it's over.
Okay. All right.
So, where do you want to start today?
Erica is here also.
Yeah.
Hi, Erica. Okay, so we're going to start with the virus thing, is it Dr. Yan? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Yan Li Meng. Her last name is Yan.
Okay.
Dr. Yan.
All right.
She took great risk to escape from Hong Kong to the United States to disclose. The truth behind the COVID-19. And in September, she published a detailed report of what she knows, scientific data. She obviously has some intelligence information also. But her first report in September is on scientific data. And then just on October 9th, she published a second report focused on how the establishment in biological research community has protected the CCP and committed a large-scale fraud.
I understand that as a result of that information that she divulged, that her mother is now either under house arrest or is in custody.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's great.
Yeah. So I read both articles. They're of very high quality. Yet, similar articles, including mine and my colleagues, have been censored, not published. So I'd like to have a discussion on this, and so the public will know about this. But let me first start out with why the two reports of Dr. Yan are of critical importance. Obviously, the origin of the COVID-19 virus, that's the WHO name, right? I like to call it the CCP virus. And obviously the origin of that virus is very important, because if it's man-made, then it's an act of a most serious crime, and so that is the heart of the problem. And so right now, there is a contention. Therefore, there's a contention on the origin of the virus. But in addition to the punishment, potential punishment of crime, there's also the ongoing national security concern. Because if it is just the virus is somehow arise from nature, so it's then it will be a freak event, right? However, it's if it's man-made, then it brings into it brings up two questions, two issues. One, then the CCP has the capacity to do it, to do more. And second, they may already have more.
Oh. What else could they have up their sleeve? They could have something else lined up.
Yeah, that's
hold on,
great
we have
point.
To take a really quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about that. Our guests are Dr. Shizong Chin and Eureka Young. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them when they move into your neighborhood? They take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed.
And I guess it sounds counterintuitive when it says you should see the show and we're on radio, but actually you can see it because Robert videos everything. It goes out through the American Uncensored Network, and that's also on Roku. So apparently if you're not a Rabbit Ears channel in Northern California where the station actually airs on television, you could find it through Roku through the American Uncensored Network. And the link to the video is actually on our website too, so... You can do whatever you want. You can listen, you can watch, you can send us emails. I do get emails periodically. I got one this week about this particular topic. So please let us know if you have comments or questions. If you just don't like the show, you should just go listen to something else. We don't have a comment box for that. It's a very, very tiny, tiny form, and you have to do that on paper.
That's like my complaint form at
That's
work.
That's exactly it. Yeah, That's what I'm small. Thinking of.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the virus. So Dr. Chen, for those people that are not science people, how would you know that, how can you explain to them the difference between what would be a manufactured virus and what would be just your common virus that has, we've called the common cold for, you know, ever since humans have been humans, I guess.
Yeah. So I'll jump to that topic.
Sorry.
I need to go back to...
You just do that whenever you'd like. That's my question. That's
right,
one of my questions.
But I want to answer your question first.
Okay.
Right? And this is a trick that does what I call... Now, I never thought about this before. I never realized this before, but now I realize there is establishment among the scientific community, at least in the biological research community. There's establishment, just like there's establishment in a political circle. And so there's deep science. There's a deep state, but there's also deep science. Now, the trick that the deep science or the establishment plays to mislead the public is that they narrowly defined man-made as we construct from the very beginning. Everything is man-made, right? So they equate man-made as there. Well, if that is the definition, I would argue right now, no scientist in the world, even with the best research in the United States, we're not capable of creating this kind of virus, right? But there's a big difference from making something from scratch and then from utilizing what's available in the nature. Let me give you an example. Right. Very easy to understand. We all know meal, animal meal, is the product of cross between horse and donkey. Meal itself is sterile. It cannot produce its own offspring.
Right.
So all meal can is from horse and donkey, the crossbreed from horse and donkey. So, but that cross will never happen in the nature. Right. So a meal is a product, it's a man-made intervention. It's a human intervention. But if we ask if meal is man-made, no. We are not capable of making meal. Human is not capable of making meal. The human is capable of intervening, utilizing what's available in the nature, and put together a human intent being the product. And there are many kinds. There are many kinds of human intervention techniques. Let me just name another one. Like, you know, there are all kinds of roses, right? But many of them do not exist in the wild because it will not exist in the wild. But they are the product of crossbreeds. So is the rice. You know, the high product of rice. There's transgenic rice. Transgenic rice. Right? There's transgenic corn and things like that. So people think transgenic plants as man-made, but again, they're not made from scratch. The transgenic mice, it's more like clearly man-made, but it's not made from scratch. They still utilize 99% of what's available in the nature, and you put in maybe less than 1%, you know, what's human creation. So, but regardless, the percentage, right, it is, you know, the trick they play that's man-made is that it has to be 100%, just like car, right? Car is made from scratch. That car is not completely man-made. The steel, the rubber, you know, many things come from nature, right? So regardless the percentage of man-made material, as long as there's trace evidence, as long as there's evidence that this cannot spring up in the wild, in the nature, completely by itself.
And so how do they identify this as man-made versus natural? Are there some kind of markers in the genome or what?
Right. There are two ways to do it, right? Like the instance of meal. There's no genetic marker at all. You cannot prove that it's not, you cannot prove it's not man-made or yes, right? But we just, you just have to use common sense. That it doesn't happen in the wild. Right? Could there be a case where in the wild, when there's there's a single horse and then a single donkey around, and they have no way of, you know, releasing their desire, and then they come up, came together and produce meat. You cannot rule out that possibility. But that's not going to happen, because in the wild, horse and donkey, you know,
sure,
they live in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So once they have a group, they will mate with their own species. So is there a genetic marker to prove that? No. So, and in this particular case, right, I'll go back to the science of this, with this one. The smoking gun of this case is a hypothetical, well, I call it hypothetical, but the Chinese, you know, scientists, I don't know, I should call them scientists or con artists, right? But they claim the existence of a intermediary virus called RATG13. Now, that is the focus of all this controversy. And I'll go back to that. Now, before I go back to the detailed science, right, I'll use layman term to explain it. I want to go back to why this is a big deal. Dr. Yang's article is a big deal. It's of national security importance, because a few months ago, the U.S. intelligence community, the IC community, right, issued a letter. The DNI, the Director of National Intelligence Intelligence, issued a letter to President Trump. In the letter, it claims that the intelligence community agree with scientists that this virus is off, it's not man-made nature, or in other words, it's a natural art. Well, that could be, this is why it's so serious. As I said earlier, if it's man-made, there are follow-up to work to do. If it says it's natural origin, then it's highly likely that our country will let down our guard, because if it's natural, that's a freak event. Right? Or you can, at least you can do nothing about it in the wild, right? But if it's man-made, then there's all kinds of risk, we already discussed. But also, most importantly, unlike Iran and North Korea or other, you know, countries with nuclear bomb ambition, right? Different from those, China, if it's man-made or it's a result of human intervention, then China has already released this weapon against not just U.S., against the whole world, against humanity. So, an act of, you know, unprecedented war has already been committed.
Sure.
So then the world the world has to take action to force the CCP to hand over all remaining material and capacities. And the humanity would owe it to itself to get to the bottom of this problem. But a misleading scientific conclusion has already influenced our intelligence community to issue the letter to say that this is the natural origin. And so, if it is not, every minute we waste away now is increasing our risk of losing more life tomorrow or next minute.
Yeah, because we have no idea what they have up their sleeve behind that.
Yeah, you don't know what's coming.
Hang on for one second. We've got to take a really quick break and And we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Shezong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. Well, that was Bill.
Oh, yeah.
See the video for that one.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to play air guitar and hit the microphone.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a deal breaker.
That's the end of my stage show right
okay,
there.
Okay, so there was a little snag there. We didn't have an ode to free enterprise. We had a little song in the middle. So we're having a little technical fun and games here. All right. So Dr. Chen, they've already, I mean, from the very beginning, they started with this, you know, it was a bat in a wet market, blah, 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 blah. And that was fairly quickly debunked by you and a couple other people actually on our show really early in the year. Why are they continuing to kind of push that narrative and not take up this idea that it was a man-made virus and the CCP basically unleashed it on the world and killed people? I mean, it's not like there was no consequence to what they did.
All right, so good question. We already established the seriousness of this question then, and your question, right? So, well, let's now establish that there are motives behind why they do. There's a conflict interest, right? And there's three levels of conflict interest. Why they do this, okay? The first one is easy to understand, right? And that is, as biologists, you're afraid that this virus would give biological research a bad name. Because society would say, oh, wait a minute. Biological research is that dangerous? Let's cut its funding. Right? So there's a general conflict interest where you would jump into action to defend your own profession. So that it wasn't this way before, okay? There's an example, there's the 1997 Asilomar meeting is a prime example, but I'm not sure if we have time to get into that. But there's a general conflict of interest, which in the past scientists have, they do, you know, science even 40 years ago, 50 years ago, they have the moral restraint to not do that. Okay, so there's a general conflict interest. And then there's also the establishment conflict interest. Right? There's an establishment of the top scientists in China, the top scientists in the United States, and top scientists in other countries, they are a certain. And they are friends, and they like to protect each other because they know each other. Right? And that is understanding. Right? But, again, they need to apply the severity of this case, the moral aspect of this case to control their own emotion. The third kind is a specific kind of topic, and now this goes into crime, punishable crime, right? Some of the scientists, I won't name names, but, Dr. Yen probably knows, she actually named a few. A few of them may have benefited from China, from the CCP, from, in certain ways. And so that there's third kind of conflict interest. So there's motive for them to push out their hypothesis or their theory. This is a natural, the COVID-19 is of natural origin.
So they've been experimenting with biologicals, like you said, for decades. This has been going on in labs all over the world. Why now did China decide, or was it an accident? Did they release this now? I mean, what's changed?
I don't think there's enough evidence right now to point to they are experimenting it or they're at the release stage. It could be an experiment. We don't have evidence of that, right? Mm-hmm. So why now? Maybe they just got it working now.
Okay.
That's true.
Coronavirus, the SARS, came out in 2003.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
It's not a long time for biological research.
Mm-hmm.
Biological research is not that fast. So, it could just came out now.
Yeah, and to add to the timeline, 1999 was the year when Chinese PLA General Chao Liang published his book on unrestricted warfare, and they call it asymmetric warfare here in the United States as well, by people like Mike Pillsbury, a senior advisor to DOD, to Secretary of Defense, in several administrations. And by 2010, this General Chao wrote a preface to a book published by another PLA, People's Liberation Army general, who is a little younger than General Chao Liang, but yet this PLA general named Guo Jiwei, and he proposed the concept of a biotechnology supremacy. And basically, they are no match against the United States in terms of ballistic, anti-ballistic, missiles, and also jet fighters or other regular or laser weapons. But they think they would take this asymmetric approach to because the United States, the science community here, in a democracy, would have transparency issues, would have a lot of other constraints. So they propose this is an area that this General Guo proposed. This would be an area China would the communist regime would have an advantage over, the United States or other Western countries. And in this theory, I think they proposed two theories in asymmetrical warfare. One is this biotechnology. The other is information. As we have seen, they infiltrate the media, and they send all the propaganda personnel over to the United States, and I'm glad to see this administration is doing so, is finally expelling these people and trying to identify them, and social media accounts are tagging these as like government affiliated, like big people from China. So that was 2010, and these strategic restructuring, that's how the PLA generals termed them, are being taught in China's military academies. And so this timeline somehow coincides with the 2003 SARS breakout and 2019 this Wuhan virus breakout. So that's all I have to add.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. There's always a lot of moving parts to this stuff, but at the end of the day, it's kind of obvious.
And I would...
and the fact that they came up with all those bogus excuses at the very beginning.
Right.
I mean, if they didn't do it, really, who... I mean, it's just like little kids. I mean, if you ask a little kid if they did something and they give you something completely implausible as an excuse, you know they did it.
You know they did it. And I don't believe for one minute that our intelligence agencies don't know about this. I mean, they know this has been going on, and China's been involved in this research for a long time. But how it got released, I think, is yet to be really admitted. But I think it will come out, don't you?
I don't know. Unless the world takes strong action to force the CCP to hand over this information, I wouldn't be surprised that the CCP can kill a whole bunch of people.
And get away with it. Yeah.
And
wow.
No, they would kill the people that, all the people that participated in making of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will not come out.
It's
possible it will not come out. Okay. But I want to go back to the science part of this.
Hold that thought.
2 seconds, because believe it or not, we have to take another break.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come right back to that.
That was so fast. I'm so glad you guys are on for the second hour. Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Having a little trouble finding my words today. It's a good thing I don't know microbiology. I'd be all over the place.
I'll help you out.
Okay, we're in trouble. Travis, whatever you do, don't drop this call. All right, we are here at We the People Radio. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Every rose has its thorn.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there.
Yeah, you might. Well, then again, you might not. So I don't know if you want to how we want to kind of wrap this up, or if we do, or just want to kind of just continue on. What can people?
Yeah, I want to address a little bit more on the science part.
Okay,
sure.
So now, you know, we can say that I cannot believe the U.S. intelligence doesn't know about this. Right. So they say, no, we don't know. Okay, so those are arguments. But when it comes to science is supposed to let logic and data to speak, right? So, now I established the importance of this issue. I established that the scientific or science establishment have motive to, you know, do what they do what they argue, but that's fine, okay? But there's still science supposed to be conducted a certain way. That is, your opinion can be debated and can be published. And this is what made it, what makes it ugly. Okay? The establishment can freely publish their opinion at the top-notch article. And their opposing opinion is has been suppressed. That's no longer science. Right? That's politics. That's suppressing dissenting voice. That's not how science works.
Right.
And now they... I watch this, okay? And watch this, and even Wikipedia. You know, this is the first time I'm disappointed at Wikipedia. Wikipedia says Dr. Yan has never published article in certain aspects of article. Dr. Yan has published article before, but he says Dr. Yan has not published article in regards to human-to-human transmission. So basically, they are saying that to be a scientist, you have to be established. You have to be well-known, right? Well, the question is, with being established an overriding criterion for scientific opinion or a scientific opinion to be heard, that alone defines establishment. Okay? You have to be in among establishment to be heard. Right? That's not science. Okay, now let me go to the science itself. So there are seven top scientists. Well, I'm not sure they're that top, but they're established scientists. Right? They published an article in Nature arguing for the natural origin of the COVID-19. But if you are a scientist, I'm a trained scientist. I published in science, okay? I published op journals in science, right? So, if you're trained in science, upon reading that article, you know what they're saying. They only made one argument, only made one valid argument, right? That is, all the parts that's contained in the CCP virus, all parts exist in nature. Since it's all parts exist in nature. It's likely from nature. Even in that article, they themselves admit that they need to be more data. Right. But because they are established, so their voice gets heard. Hmm. Right? And our voice does not get heard. Right? Actually, if not gets heard, that's fine. Our voice has been suppressed. All parts exist in nature, then it's nature? Well, we know tree grafting, right? You know about tree grafting. You can graft, you know, one species tree onto another tree. Both are available in the nature. Is a grafted tree a nature product? Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, while their argument can be easily defeated, our argument cannot, right? There's strong case against the so-called natural origin, right? So let me lay out some facts, right? So there are right now only four viruses exist that are closely related to each other. Now this is important because to be of natural origin, it has to be very... So the premise is that for something to be spring up from the nature, there has to be a precedent. So the theory of evolution is this, right? So there's something, there exists in through mutation, there's something else. Something else is the product of the mutation of the pre-existing product, pre-existing virus. Right? So there are only four viruses that now in the world that's closer to, related to each other. One is the COVID-19, the causative agent of the current pandemic. Now, two other viruses. So I call this one, you know, the COVID-19, I call it the CCT virus. Well, there are two other viruses. I call it the People's Liberation Army virus, because they were discovered by the Chinese army. And so those are the three viruses that exist, now really exist. And then there's this suspicious virus. The scientific name for it is called RATG virus. This RATG is at the heart of controversy. At the heart of the controversy of whether it's natural or human man-made origin.
And that virus is out now?
That virus is, we don't know. In fact, it cannot possibly exist. So instead of calling RATG13, let's call it a controversy virus or con virus. So there's four viruses, right? There's one CCP virus, and for our reader to remember, there's the one CCP virus, there are two PLA virus, there's then the con virus. Right? Now, if there's only the CCP virus and there are only the two PLA virus, then the natural origin wouldn't help, cannot possibly help China, cannot possibly help CCP, because then the conclusion would be, okay, this so-called natural COVID-19 is from those PLA virus. Right? So people draw a conclusion. So the COVID-19 is from PLA, from Chinese army. So then they created this con virus. Right? So I was among the first to point out, and through my own study, to point out this RATG cannot possibly exist. The Chinese scientists claim this con virus is discovered in bat. And they say that is the parent of the pandemic virus, the CCP virus. The CCP virus is from that con virus. That's what they're saying. Now, there are several damning data against that. Right now, probably the strongest data is that this RATG virus, if it exists, if it ever existed, doesn't even bind, doesn't even infect bat. It's not a bat virus.
Oh, well, it cannot
possibly exist. Right. So that is the strongest data. Now, that point out, there's an easy experiment to do, to conduct. It's recreated. Now, we have that technology. We can recreate the RATG13 and use it to infect bat, see if it infects. If it doesn't infect, then this completely debunked the existence of this virus. And that is very serious.
Have they done that?
They're not doing it. I hope somehow that this can be done. Right?
Figures.
Because this experiment, I think the establishment would be.
We're
going
to have to carry this over on the other side. The news is going to interrupt us, but you are listening to We the People. We'll be right back. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.